This is our devotional commentary for Luke chapter 16. Pastor Doug Corlew, welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourself by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Of all the parables Jesus told, the one that opens Luke 16 may be the most surprising and difficult to understand. Why does Jesus hold up a dishonest manager as an example for his followers to imitate? It seems to us like the manager should go to jail for embezzlement or fraud. He's ripping off his boss. Well, Jesus is not endorsing unethical business dealings or saying it's okay to cheat your employer. His point is not to applaud a clever steward for acting dishonestly, but to applaud a dishonest steward for acting cleverly. If worldly cheaters have the wisdom to plan for their future, how much more should his followers be shrewd in the way they manage resources for eternal purposes? Like the manager in the parable, we are stewards of money we don't own, and we too will be held accountable. God has entrusted a certain amount of resources to each of us, and we must handle them in accord with His values. The manager in the parable decides that relationships are his top priority. He's willing to accept less money so he can have more friends. The choice is obvious to him when he looks ahead and thinks about the future. So we too should look to our eternal future, investing money now so we will have friends in heaven. Time is running out. We will soon leave it all behind. The short-sighted spend their money only on temporary comforts and pleasures, but those who are shrewd will invest in ministry that's making an eternal difference. We may wish we had $1 million to help the poor and spread the gospel, but are we faithful with what we do have? It's not wrong to be wealthy or to possess nice things. Question is, has money become our master? Or is all that we have under the mastery of Jesus? Verses 1 through 13. One who was not prepared to leave it all behind was the rich man Jesus spoke of in the second half of this chapter. He daily enjoyed the finest of clothing and food, but when he died, there were no friends to welcome him into eternal bliss. All alone, he suffered eternal torment in the flames of hell. On earth, he offered no help to a poor man named Lazarus, who had suffered at his gate. But when Lazarus died, he enjoyed the fellowship of saints at the side of Abraham. The story shows that people who live only for the things of this world will get nothing from heaven. The two men are separated by an eternal divide. Hell has no exit. And by the time an unbeliever gets there, it will be too late to be saved. When the rich man suddenly becomes concerned for unsaved family members, Abraham tells him they already have the very word of God. The Bible is enough to save us if only we believe what it says. To believe it is to be changed by it, even in our handling of wealth. Verses 19 through 31. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.